The bubble pulls to a stop in front of a locked gate. Jaime flicks his credentials and the gate slides away. The bubble moves forward. Much easier than the last time I visited Mother's Ebony Coast estate.
Is it really my wedding?
I stare out the window, barely noticing the exotic plants as we glide past. It seems more like Mother's wedding, a big S-Corp production designed to impress and amaze the stockholders. You know she's invited hundreds of people. I had to sneak my friends onto the list.
I have your list. No sneaking required.
Jaime taps his holo ring and brings up the caretaker's dashboard. He checks the temperature, lights, and supplies. He undoubtedly reviewed all of this before we left SK2 and ordered any additional food or sundries we needed, but Jaime never leaves anything to chance. Triple check should be his middle name. The bubble stops before the front door, its movement so smooth we don't feel a thing. It settles to the ground, and the door opens. The tangy sea air rushes into the cabin, pushing out the carefully sanitized environment. I take a deep breath.
And choke! What is that smell?
Jaime sniffs and his face wrinkles.
Fish? I will find out and have it eliminated.
It wouldn't do to have S-Corp visitors smelling fish by the sea. From here, the house isn't unbearably extravagant. It appears to be a single story. Tall windows with adjustable opacity form the long walls on each side of the broad entry. The helicraft pad on its roof is invisible from the front drive. We hurry up the shallow front steps to the wide entrance. The estate, formerly known as Sierra Hotel, occupies an enormous chunk of the most expensive real estate on the planet Kaku. The house is nestled into the top of a high cliff overlooking Diamond Beach. Except for the tiny public access park, Sparkling Strand, at the far end of the peninsula, the black sand beach is owned by huge corporations and ultra-wealthy individuals. Sierra Hotel sits between the Starfire Estate, owned by Maximilian Corp, and the private retreat of the Premier of Liyue. The Starfire is used primarily for high-end corporate retreats. A tall stone wall separates it from Sierra Hotel, but a big, arched wooden gate connects the two properties. The key is kept on our side of the wall, to keep the riffraff out. As a kid, I frequently used their carved stone steps to reach the beach 100 meters below. The Liyuean property, on the other hand, is considered a sovereign nation and bristles with armed guards 25/7. I've never been inside. Lights burn in the windows of Sierra Hotel, welcoming us home. The double-wide front door swings open, and we step into the enormous entry hall. The formal gathering hall, with thick carpets, wide windows, and rows of stuffy portraits between fluted columns, stands to our left. An equally impersonal dining room, large enough to seat 50, occupies the right. A wide staircase in the center leads to the lower levels. Most of the house is out of sight from the front lawn. Guest areas fill the top two floors, with the family spaces nearer the bottom. The kitchen, supply storage, and apartments for the household staff are burrowed into the hillside behind the main house, accessed by a separate set of stairs. Those areas don't need windows. The whole house could be operated automatically, but having human staff who are barely seen implies a level of wealth few can aspire to.